It's 7:04. I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A recent study reveals that the U.S. uses 58 trillion gallons of water in energy production. As 91.5 KRCC's Ali Budner reports, the data breakdown may be critical information for the Mountain West, where energy industries are big, but water can be scarce.
The amount of water the U.S. energy sector used in 2014 was equal to about 88 million Olympic-sized swimming pools. That was about 10% of overall water consumption in the U.S. that year. And the number surprised the study's lead author. Emily Grubert is a civil and environmental engineer.
Probably most people in the field would have guessed it would be kind of between 5 and 6%. So seeing that come out at 10 was actually pretty surprising.
Not surprising, conventional energy production like oil, coal, and nuclear have very large water footprints. But certain alternative energies were also water guzzlers, like hydroelectricity.
One thing that we don't necessarily think about when we think about hydroelectric power is actually those reservoirs evaporate quite a bit of water.
Especially in warm, dry parts of our region. Wind and solar, on the other hand, are renewables that require little to no water at all. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ali Budner.
The Trump administration is rolling back some regulations on methane pollution, calling them expensive and burdensome. But Colorado says its state rules are working and have industry support. State officials say they can't calculate how much methane has been kept out of the air, but numbers show the rules are a success. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.